92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite. I'm Mary Ellen Murphy. We're joined by State Rep Greg Van Workum. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty well.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's good to get that past that, and we'll be seeing each other, I guess, for another 2 years.
Yes, we will. And I have to say, I'm happy that the election is over with. Regardless, I'm just glad that we're out of election mode here. Republicans have declared the majority in the Michigan House of Representatives. What does that mean, if somebody doesn't know what that means?
So for the past 2 years, we have been under complete Democrat control in the state. They have held the House, the Senate, the governorship, and even including the Supreme Court. So the Michigan House was the only kind of state position on the ballot, and Republicans were able to be successful and took out four sitting Democrats. So coming back will be we'll have a majority in the state house come January.
So Representative Matt Hall of Richland has been selected as the next Michigan House Speaker when the new session begins in January. What can you tell us about him?
I've known Matt for a long time. We knew each other before we got into the legislature. Matt will do a good job leading our caucus. Again, it's going to be a very interesting dynamic. You still have Governor Whitmer. You still have Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, who is a Democrat. So we'll be putting our ideas out front. We ran on a slate of ideas, the Mission for Michigan. So a lot of what you saw in that plan, we'll be trying to push through. And I think we'll have more of a conversation, more of a dialogue of important issues, and hopefully we'll have more negotiation on what these final bills are, because right now that's very minimal in Lansing. Even though that the majorities were very slim, there was just not much across the aisle conversations to try and improve the legislation. And I think that's one of the reasons why you now see a majority of House Republicans, because they went so far in those bills and didn't talk with us to try and moderate them in a way that we held them accountable for those types of bills that went farther than I think the public wanted to go. And now you have a new majority.
Sure do. And forgive me if I don't remember, how many committees do you sit on in this? Does that change when you're reelected? How does that all work?
Sure. I serve on four committees currently.
Okay.
I believe I'm one of the few Republicans that have four. Okay. Normally you have two or three in the minority. But that kind of changes. I think at one point I may have served on five in the majority, but I think it's mostly been four. But when you're in the majority, yeah, you get a couple more committees that they sit on compared to when you're in the minority.
Okay. So committees were those?
That I currently serve on?
Yeah.
I currently am the lead Republican on tax policy. I'm the lead Republican on the Labor and Economic Opportunity Subcommittee on Appropriations. I serve on the Small Business and Economic Development Committee, and I also serve on the Health Policy Committee.
Got it. Okay, that's a lot of committees. Those
can be a long early mornings and some long meetings.
I have to ask you. You know, Ottawa County went blue, and a lot of people attribute that to, you know, what happened with Ottawa Impact and lawsuits and all of that. I'm not going to talk about the national election. What's happening in Washington happens in Washington. We're going to focus on what happens in our state. But were you surprised that Ottawa County went blue? Did that surprise you?
Yeah, that would be a surprise.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, it surprised everybody. It really, really did. Are you going to continue as we move forward to have coffee hours and things like that?
Yeah, we'll get some on the books, so to speak. We post those our Facebook page as well as our e-newsletter. So I encourage people to follow us and sign up for the newsletter so you can hear about what's going on and where we are and when we're available.
All right. Anything else that you want to add? I mean, I know you're not in session right now, correct?
We were in session last week for the first time since late June. So
okay.
We'll be back. Obviously, you got your hunters out, and then Thanksgiving, and then we'll be back in December.
We'll be back in December, and then once January rolls around, everything will change.
Everything will change.
The house here in the state of Michigan. Good to see you. You look good. And it's the third Friday that we try to get you on. I'm so turned around. I thought Thanksgiving was next week. I mean, I was just in election mode for so long that now it's just kind of nice to kind of be back to, okay, let's just move forward. And here we are. And let's just do what we can to move forward. And, you know, that's what we have to do. So, election's over with. And I'm happy about that. Let me tell you. Good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Good to see you.